Welcome to a 5-Minute Focus on Engagement, a podcast focusing on community engagement, helping you keep your community content, engaged, and your project on track. My name is Rebecca Spencer, Principal Consultant of Bexcom, and I'm here with Amanda McHale, a Senior Consultant, Communication and Engagement at Bexcom. And today we're going to discuss being authentic in a contractual environment.
Also known as being authentic when everything is working against you.
And that's exactly what it feels a lot of the time.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess we need to tick so many boxes in this role, but the reality is that if it isn't meaningful and if it's not genuine, then it's not going to work in the long term. So I guess some of those issues that we're kind of facing or up against are approval processes when we're working on a major infrastructure project. Sometimes it's really hard to be proactive and responsive in an environment where any communication that you're putting out to the public needs to go through 12 different layers of approvals before you can get it out. But we can work around that. So this is where being really proactive and anticipating risks before you're even in that situation can come into play. Identifying trends, so keeping an eye on social media, watching what people are saying, paying attention to what people are saying to you before it becomes an issue, are all things that we can do, I guess, to avoid being in that situation and maybe be proactive in preparing some prepared responses.
I agree. And I think, you know, other roadblocks are sometimes messages or things that are coming from above. And it might be, messages that the government is keen to uphold about the project. But, sometimes our community members just want to know really what's happening and when, and sometimes cutting through that red tape is a roadblock, and it can be challenging. Something that really impressed me recently, I went to a community event, and it was a very contentious time in the project life cycle, and the community was on high alert and hyper aware of everything that was going on. And we thought this could be quite a challenging meeting. We had a presentation to give. But before we got to the presentation, the community manager just walked around and spoke to everyone individually and asked them what their issues were. And they had the opportunity to voice what their concerns were. And we didn't have the answers on the spot, and it had the potential to go quite pear-shaped, but look, it didn't. The community felt heard, and we were able to then give the presentation, give the information to the community, and at the end they were very, very happy, and I think we even got a little round of applause, which never happens. So, not that we were aiming for that, but it's important to show that we are able to be genuine even though we are required to tick these boxes and be contractual. And I think that was really interesting, and it really highlighted to me that it can work.
And I think that's something that we traditionally do quite badly in some cases, that we are so focused on the messages that we want to get out to the community that we forget about why we're there, and that is to address the issues that people have. And I think on that note, we need to have a really robust comms plan, and that guides the process and that tells us what we're doing from day to day, but it needs to be flexible enough to allow us to be more genuine in our engagement and a little bit less stiff and a little bit less contractual. We need to factor in changes, and it needs to really allow staff on the project to go over and above.
And that's a really good point, Amanda. Look, and to summarise, you're right. It's being proactive, getting out there, having face-to-face meetings with people, regardless of the approval process as being a roadblock. It's sharing messages with the community in a really authentic way and getting in front of them and discussing their concerns. And finally, obviously, the comms plan being robust but being flexible enough to be able to go over and above for the community and also to be genuine for the community.
All right, well, that's our 5 minutes up for today. I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of A 5-Minute Focus on Engagement. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to us through our website at www.bexcom.com.au. Also, if you're feeling generous, leave us a quick review and rating and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. This podcast was produced by Ben at beachshackpodcast.com. Thank you for listening. Until next time.